This is the Sakar Muli of 23rd of April, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the most beloved Father, the innocent Lord, is sitting personally in front of you. Remember him with love, and that love will increase, and all obstacles will finish. Question. What should you Brahmin children constantly remember, so that you never perform sinful actions? Answer. Whatever actions I perform, others who see me will do the same. When you remember this, you won't perform sinful actions. Anyone who performs sinful actions secretly cannot remain hidden from Dharmraj. He would instantly receive punishment for that. As you make further progress, there will be martial law. No impure being can secretly sit in this court of Indra. Song. No one is unique like the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children know that the spiritual Father is now giving you this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. His name is the innocent Lord. A father is very innocent. He endures a lot of difficulty simply to educate and take care of his children. Then, when they grow up, he gives everything to them and goes into retirement. He believes that he has completed his responsibilities and that it is now up to the children. So a father is innocent. The father now explains to you because he himself is the innocent Lord. He also explains to you how limited fathers are innocent. That is limited innocence. That one is the unlimited Father, the innocent Lord. He comes from the supreme region into this old world and into an old body. People don't understand how he can enter this old world and an old body. And because of not understanding this, they have put the name of Sri Krishna, who has a pure body. That Gita, the Vedas and scriptures will be created again. Look how innocent Shiv Baba is. When he comes, he gives such a feeling that it is as though the Father is sitting here. This physical Baba is also innocent. He doesn't have a holy sash, chuni, or tilak, etc., because this ordinary Baba is simply Baba. You children know how only Shiv Baba gives all this knowledge. No one else has the power to give it. Day by day, the love of you children will increase. The more you remember the Father, the more your love will increase. The Father is the most beloved, not just at this time, but even on the path of devotion, you used to consider him to be the most beloved. You used to say, Baba, when you come, we will break our love away from everyone else and love you alone. You now understand this, but Maya doesn't let you have that much love. Maya doesn't want you to ignore her and remember the Father instead of her. She wants you to be body conscious and love her. That is what Maya wants, and that is why she creates so many obstacles. You have to go beyond obstacles. You children have to make some effort at least. Only by making effort can you receive your reward. You know how much effort you need to make in order to claim a high status. Firstly, donate the vices, and secondly, donate the jewels of the imperishable wealth of knowledge that you receive from the Father. It is with this imperishable wealth that you become so wealthy. This knowledge is your source of income. That is the philosophy of the scriptures, whereas this is spiritual knowledge. People earn a lot by reading the scriptures, etc. They would place a granth in a small alcove, read a little of it, and that would bring them an income. That is not correct knowledge. Only the One Father gives you this correct knowledge. Until they receive this spiritual knowledge, they only have the philosophy of the scriptures in their intellects. They don't listen to you. There are very few of you. It is 100% certain that you children receive this spiritual knowledge from the spiritual Father. This knowledge is your source of income. You receive a lot of wealth. Yoga is your source of health, that is, you receive a body that is free from disease. Through this knowledge you receive wealth. These are the two main subjects. Some imbibe this knowledge very well, and others imbibe it less. So less wealth is also received number-wise. They would experience punishment and then receive their status. By them not staying in remembrance fully, their sins are not absolved. Punishment then has to be experienced, and the status is also destroyed, as in a school. This knowledge is unlimited. Your boat goes across through this knowledge. In that knowledge, people study to become barristers, doctors, or engineers. Here there is just the one study. By having yoga and this knowledge, you become ever healthy and wealthy. You become princes. There, in the Golden Age, there are no barristers or judges, etc. There is even no need for Dharam Raj there. There is no punishment of either the jail of a womb or in the land of Dharam Raj. You remain very happy in the palace of a womb. Here in the jail of a womb, punishment has to be experienced. Only you children now understand all of these things. It was human beings who created the Sanskrit verses, etc., in the scriptures. Some ask, what will the language of the Golden Age be? The Father says, whatever the language of the deities is, that is what will be used there. The language of that place cannot exist anywhere else. It is not possible that the Sanskrit language would be there. Deities and impure human beings cannot have the same language. Whatever the language of that place is, that is what will be used there. There is no need to ask about this. First of all, at least claim your inheritance from the Father. Whatever happened in the previous cycle, it will happen again. First claim your inheritance. Don't ask about anything else. Acha, if there are not 84 births, but only 80 or 82 births, it doesn't matter. Just put those things aside. The Father says, remember Alpha. You definitely receive the sovereignty of heaven. You have claimed the sovereignty of heaven innumerable times. You also have to descend from the top. You are now becoming master oceans of this knowledge and master oceans of happiness. You are making effort. Baba is complete. Whatever knowledge the Father has, you children also have that, but you wouldn't be called oceans. There is only the one ocean, but they have given him many names. You are rivers that have emerged from the ocean of knowledge. You are Mansarovar, the river. There are names given to rivers. The river Brahmaputra is very big. In Calcutta, there is the confluence of the rivers and the ocean. That is called Diamond Harbour. You, mouth-born creation of Brahma, become like diamonds. A huge meeting takes place. Baba enters the body of Brahma and meets you children. All of these matters have to be understood. Nevertheless, Baba says, Man Man above, continue to remember Baba. He is the most beloved, the saccharine of all relationships. All other relationships are based on vices. Sorrow is received through them. Baba is giving you the return of everything. He gives you the love of all relationships. He gives you so much happiness. No one else can give you as much happiness. Even if someone does give that, it would only be for a temporary period. Sannyasis refer to happiness as the droppings of a crow. In this land of sorrow, there would definitely only be sorrow. However, you children know that you have played those parts innumerable times. You should also be concerned about how you can claim a high status. Make a lot of effort so that you don't fail. If you pass with a good number, you can claim a high status and also experience happiness. Not everyone can be the same. It depends on how much yoga each one has. There are many gopikas who have never even met the Father. They are so desperate to meet the Father. There is no question of such desperation in meeting sages or holy men. Here you come to meet Shiv Baba. This is a wonderful thing. You sit at home and remember the Father. Shiv Baba, I am your child. The soul remembers everything. You children know that you claim the inheritance from Shiv Baba every cycle. That same Father has come again after a cycle. Therefore you cannot stay without seeing him. The soul knows that Baba has come. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva, but they don't understand anything. They don't understand anything about how Shiv Baba comes and teaches. They simply celebrate the birthday of Shiva for the sake of it. They don't even have a holiday for it. They give no importance to the one who gave you your inheritance. Instead, they have glorified the name of the one who received the inheritance, Sri Krishna. He especially came and made Bharat into heaven. Everyone else receives liberation. Everyone wants that. You know that after liberation, you will receive liberation in life. The Father comes and liberates you from your bondage of Maya. The Father is called the bestower of salvation for all. Everyone receives liberation in life, number-wise, according to the efforts they make. The Father says this world is impure, a land of sorrow. In the golden age you receive so much happiness. That is called Bahist, heaven. Why did Allah create Bahist? Did he only create it for those of Islam? Depending on their own language, some call it Bahist and others call it heaven. You know that there is only Bharat in heaven. All of these things sit in the intellects of you children, according to the efforts you make. A Muslim used to say that he went to the Garden of Allah. All of those were visions. They are all fixed in the drama beforehand. Whatever happens in the drama, as soon as a second passes, it is said that it also happened in the previous cycle. You don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. There has to be faith in the drama so that there is nothing to worry about. Baba has ordered us, constantly remember me alone and remember the inheritance. Everyone has to die. No one will remain behind for anyone to cry about. Death comes and the soul leaves. There will be no time to cry. No sound will emerge. Nowadays, people carry out rituals with the ashes of a dead body. They have faith in that. It is all a waste of time. What is there in that? Dust returns to dust. Will Bharat become pure through that? Whatever people do in this impure world will only make them impure. People have been donating a lot and performing a lot of charity, etc. But did Bharat become pure? You had to descend the ladder. In the Golden Age you became the Sun Dynasty and you then had to descend the ladder. You gradually came down the ladder. Whatever sacrificial fires and tapasya, etc. people do, they receive some temporary fruit of that in their next birth. Anyone who performs wrong actions also receives the return of that. The Unlimited Father knows that he has to come to teach you children. He has taken an ordinary body. There is no need to apply a tilak, etc. Devotees apply a big tilak, but they cheat so much. Baba has said that he enters an ordinary body and teaches you children. He is in the stage of retirement. Why did people put Sri Krishna's name? They don't have the intellects to judge this. Baba has now given you the intellects with which to judge between right and wrong. The father says, you have been creating sacrificial fires, doing tapasya, making donations, performing charity, and also reading the scriptures. Is there anything in those scriptures? Did I teach you Raja Yoga and give you the sovereignty of the world? Or did Sri Krishna give you that? Judge this. You say, Baba, you speak this knowledge. Sri Krishna is a young prince. How could he speak this knowledge? Baba, it is through your Raj Yoga that we become that. The father says, there is no guarantee for the body. A lot of effort has to be made. Sometimes Baba hears news that so-and-so had a very good and faithful intellect. I say, he doesn't have the slightest faith at all. Those who were given a lot of love are no longer here today. Baba interacts with everyone with a lot of love. Whatever actions I perform, others who see me will do the same. Some people indulge in vice and then secretly come and sit here. Baba quickly tells the trance messenger, those who perform such actions will continue to become very sensitive. They will not be able to continue in the future. In the delicate times at the end, when someone does something wrong, there will be martial law for them. As you make further progress, you will see a lot of what Baba does. Baba does not punish anyone himself. He does it through Dharamraj. There is no question of inspiration in this knowledge. All human beings say to God, O Purifier, come and purify us. All souls call out through their organs. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. He has a great variety of stock. No one else can have such stock. The praise of Sri Krishna is completely different. How did they become those, Lakshmi and Narayan? Through the Father's teachings. It is the Father who makes you become like those. The Father comes and explains to you the philosophy of action, sinful action and neutral action. Your third eyes have now opened. You know that it is a matter of 5,000 years. You now have to return home. You have to play your parts. This is the discus of self-realization. Your name is spinners of the discus of self-realization, Prajapita, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, the decoration of the Brahmin clan. Hundreds of thousands of you will become spinners of the discus of self-realization. You are studying so much of this knowledge. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. These times are very delicate and you must therefore not perform any wrong actions. Keep the philosophy of action, neutral action and sinful action in your awareness and constantly perform elevated actions. 2. Make your body free from disease for all time with yoga. Remember the most beloved Father. Donate the imperishable wealth of this knowledge that you receive from the Father. Blessing. May you make your harsh sanskars gentle with the virtue of tolerance and become a jewel of contentment. Those who have the virtue of tolerance are always seen to be content. Those who are embodiments of contentment also make others content. To be content means to achieve success. Tolerant souls make their harsh sanskars gentle and their difficult tasks easy with their power of tolerance. Their faces are seen as embodiments of virtues. Only they can continue to use the shield of this drama. Slogan. Those who cannot be transformed with words can be transformed with pure vibrations. Aviat signal. Imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. Father Brahma's words were angelic. He spoke few but sweet words. Speak accurate words in the same way. Even if you have to speak because of your activities, do not speak too much. Follow the Father in your every thought, word, and deed. Let there be the greatness of sweetness and humility in every word. For this, consider yourself to be an instrument before you carry out any task. And then, with greatness, there will also be humility, and you will become an embodiment of success. Om Shanti.